The Bureau of Land Management has proposed expanding the public land available for solar power production in 11 states, including Montana. The BLM's Western Solar Plan builds on the version first released in 2012 and focuses on harnessing the potential in Western and Plains states that are most amenable to solar production. The Montana Environmental Information Center's Nick Fitzmaurice says the expanded plan reflects the country's growing demand for solar energy.
It's projected that 700,000 acres of solar development are going to be needed to meet future clean energy goals, and in the range of about 5,000 of those acres are going to be in Montana. So it's a small part of the picture, but important that all our open land that is able to contribute to solar can do so.
The Wilderness Society released a statement supporting the proposed Western Solar Plan expansion. The BLM is taking public comment on it until April 18th. The BLM has already done an environmental impact statement, which can sometimes be a stumbling block in projects like these. Fitzmaurice says Montana was not part of the first Western Solar Plan. He thinks adding the state and having BLM involved in siting the facilities will be crucial as Montana takes advantage of its alternative energy opportunities.
It's really important that BLM gets ahead of this so that as these applications for development come in, they're able to be sited and put in locations that will minimize the impact on this important public land resource that we have.
Fitzmaurice says the plan proposes that solar facilities be built near existing power transmission lines, but not near culturally sensitive areas of Montana. Critics of the proposal say additional solar development could threaten wildlife species and habitat. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.